hour.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Mr. K Goodness, the Empathy King, founder of Mindful Matters and our resident mental health activist for men. Omes, talk to us, bro.
Good morning, good morning. Fresh breakfast family, fresh FM family at large. It is Wednesday. That means it's time for my gents. Good morning, Shaquan. Good morning, NSK. Sela losti mense se gel. Lost chile di mense se gel. Yeah, but nonetheless, yeah. Today on my gents, we're going to huddle again. We're going to, talk tough conversations. And I think this is something that over our duration of my gents that we've overlooked. And as such, it means K Goodness is on your radio. So I want to talk about it borderlines on toxic masculinity. But there are masculine norms that we generally overlook and that have a great impact on our mental well-being as men. Obviously, this masculine norms right at the top of it is that men don't cry, which is nonsense. Men do cry.
Yep.
Men should cry. So let's stop forcing as men our brothers not to cry or not to engage in emotion, especially the sad side of the spectrum of emotion is something that we greatly overlook. So that's a masculine norm that we need to do away with. Men do cry. Men are allowed to cry. There's no weakness in crying. There are, in this day and age, there's the masculine norm that as a man, you should cheat. Or as a man, let's not call it cheating, but as a man, you should have more than one partner.
Yeah, no.
It's a masculine norm that's being driven a lot, and that's putting pressure on a lot of men. You know, that I need to be at a certain level, or I need to entertain a certain number of women to be man enough, to be considered man enough amongst my peers. That's pure nonsense. That is pure nonsense. There's no such thing. You, one partner, biblically, you know, we are tasked to have one wife. Understand? So multiple partners is something that you know. Not only does it put pressure on you emotionally, psychologically,
financially,
it puts pressure on you financially.
Yeah,
it puts pressure on your pocket to cater for all those women that you want to entertain because masculine norms say you need to have more than one woman. The other masculine norm that I want to look at this morning is you need to be at a certain level in your career at a certain age. So, for example, at 25, I need to own a car or own a house. No, it's not. Let's not fall for those masculine norms. Let's not fall for those career-based clocks that we put on ourselves. Hmm. It puts you under pressure. You end up doing desperate things and getting involved in funny things because you're trying to reach this masculine norms that I need to, at a certain age, have attained certain things. Man, your race, your lane, you know, your pace. So let us not add additional pressure to ourselves because of these norms, okay? You are doing well where you are at your pace. And what's meant for you will come to you eventually. You understand? You stay the course, you work hard, and don't fall for these masculine norms. There's so many more, and I don't want to keep you long this morning, but you understand? Let's say, for example, the masculine norms, and these are traditional masculine norms that as a man, you are to care for everyone. You are to show up regardless of how you feel. You are to put yourself last. And that's what many of our cultures dictate, is that as a man, I need to show up for everyone, never show up for myself, put everyone first, because that's what I do, I provide. And eventually, the suicide stats show that how we are dying because of this not taking care of ourselves, not putting ourselves first, not caring for ourselves, not caring for emotional and mental well-being. That's another masculine or cultural norm that we need to put away. It's masculine norm. We need to do away with that. We need to start taking care of ourselves. So, yeah, these are just a few that I can highlight this morning that we need to do away with. Let's take care of ourselves. Let's not submit and succumb to these norms and pressures, right? We deserve better. We deserve to take care of ourselves. And the more you take care of yourself, the better position you are in to be able to care for others around you. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K-Goodness. Cheers.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.